Chapter 8, The Secret to the World. Lisa Nichols.
People have a tendency to look at the things that they want and say, yes, I like that. I want that. However, they look at the things that they don't want and they give just as much energy, if not more energy, with the idea that they can stamp it out. They can eliminate it, obliterate it. In our society, we've become content with fighting against cancer, fighting against poverty, fighting against drugs, fighting against terrorism, fighting against violence. We tend to fight everything we don't want.
Hale Dwoskin, teacher and author of The Sedona Method.
Anything we focus on, we do create. So if we're really angry, for instance, at a war that's going on, or strife, or suffering, we're adding our energy to it. We're pushing ourselves. And all that only creates resistance.
What you resist persists. Carl Jung.
Bob Doyle.
The reason that what you resist persists is because if you're resisting something, you're saying, no, I don't want this thing because it makes me feel this way, the way I'm feeling right now. So you're just putting out this really strong emotion of, wow, I really don't like this feeling, and it's there, and it just comes racing towards you.
Resistance to anything is like trying to change the outside pictures after they've been transmitted. It's a futile pursuit. You have to go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings to create the new pictures. As you resist what has appeared, you are adding more energy and more power to those pictures you don't like, and you are bringing more of them at a furious rate. The event or circumstances can only get bigger, because that is the law of the universe.
Jack Canfield.
The anti-war movement creates more war. The anti-drug movement has actually created more drugs, because we're focusing on what we don't want, drugs.
Lisa Nichols.
How much sense does it make for us to give the problem all of the energy, as opposed to focusing on trust, love, living in abundance, education, and peace?
Jack Canfield.
Mother Teresa was brilliant. She said, I will never attend an anti-war rally. If you have a peace rally, invite me. You know, she knew. She understood the secret. And look what she manifested in the world.
Hale Dwoskin.
So if you're anti-war, be pro-peace. If you're anti-hunger, be pro-people having more than enough to eat. If you're anti-a particular politician, be pro-his opponent. Often elections are tipped in the favor of the person that people are really against, because he's getting all the energy and all the focus.
Everything in this world began with one thought. The bigger things get bigger because more people give their thoughts to it after it has appeared. Then those thoughts and emotions keep that very event in our existence and make it bigger. If we took our minds off it and focused instead on love, it could not exist. It would evaporate and disappear.
Remember, and this is one of the most difficult as well as most wonderful statements to grasp, remember that no matter what the difficulty is, no matter where it is, no matter who is affected, you have no patient but yourself. You have nothing to do but convince yourself of the truth which you desire to see manifested. Charles Honnell.
Jack Canfield.
It's okay to notice what you don't want, because that gives you contrast to say, well, this is what I do want. But the fact is that the more you talk about what you don't want, or talk about how bad it is, read about all of that all the time, and then say, oh, how terrible it is, well, you're creating more of that.
You cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the negative events of the world, you not only add to them, but you bring more negative things into your own life at the same time. When the pictures have appeared of something you do not want, it is your cue to change your thinking and emit a new signal. If it is a world situation, you are not powerless. You have all the power. Focus on everybody being in joy. Focus on abundance of food. Give your powerful thoughts to what is wanted. You have the ability to give so much to the world by emitting feelings of love and well-being despite what is happening around you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, James, I have to be informed. Maybe you have to be informed, but you don't have to be inundated.
When I discovered the secret, I made a decision that I would not watch the news or read newspapers anymore because it did not make me feel good. The news services and the newspapers are not in any way to blame for broadcasting bad news. As a global community, we are responsible for it. We buy more newspapers when a huge drama is the headline. The news channel's ratings skyrocket when there is a national or international disaster. So the newspapers and news services give us more bad news because as a society, that's what we are saying we want. The media is effect and we are cause. It is just the law of attraction in action. The news services and newspapers will change what they deliver to us when we emit a new signal and focus on what we want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention.